Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth lives in Croton-on-Hudson in New York and is retired from active ministry. Her preaching is entitled Mud and Glory, the Already and the Not Yet.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is,' for behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, 'Look, there he is, or 'Look, here he is.' Do not go off, do not run in pursuit. For just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation." The heart and center that dominates all of Jesus' preaching and his whole doing is the reign of God. So writes Gerhard Loefink in his masterful work, Jesus of Nazareth, What He Wanted, Who He Was. And Loefink prefers the term reign of God to kingdom because he claims it better reflects the underlying biblical concept. Whatever the language used, today's gospel passage from Luke is about that kingdom or reign of God. Where is it? Do we look forward to its coming in the distant future? The Pharisees asked Jesus, when would it come? And Jesus tells them, it's right here among you. Don't go looking all over for it. Do not go off. Do not run in pursuit. So, we too are called to look for it right here, right now, in our midst. We so often speak of the already and the not yet when referring to the reign of God. But don't we frequently give more consideration to the not yet, that kingdom of heaven toward which we move and for which we yearn? Loefink stresses the nearness of it. He notes that Jesus doesn't just talk about the reign of God. He is announcing it. He proclaims it. It is today. The reign of God, he said, is breaking forth in the midst of the world. Every dimension of reality is within the realm of God. In Jesus' life, we know it where the blind see and the lame walk, where the poor have gospel preached to them. All that happens before everyone's eyes. And where is that in our lives? I would say wherever goodness, kindness, generosity, peace, justice, love happen. The kingdom speaks in human voices, maybe a whisper, maybe a cry. Maybe it shows up in a surprise visit from a friend or a poem that's just what I need at the moment. Anything that fosters communion with others, shared sorrow, shared joy in all of daily life. Each day I receive an email to which I have subscribed called A Conquered Pastor Comments. It's a daily prayer and or reflection. A few weeks ago, this little piece was posted, and I quote, "In a small pond, a frog, squatting on a lily pad, listened attentively as an angel described the glories of heaven. At the end of the discourse, the frog asked, 'Is it something like mud?'" End quote. The commentary said simply, It's a very wise frog indeed, Lord, who finds heaven in the mud. And how about us? Will we be alert to the kingdom's manifold revelations in the mud of our daily lives, as at the same time we look forward to the glories of the heavenly kingdom?
Oh,